Well, Annie Dugan's Wares art has always been one of the best parts of our week. But we used to have so many other things that were competing with going out, perhaps, and enjoying art galleries. Life has become a little less complicated in some ways for some folks. And we're hoping that for you, you are one of those and you can kick back in your jammies and enjoy art virtually. Annie Dugan this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. You can take those feet were walking, now they can be surfing or creating. You could create with your feet, I guess, maybe. But there's been some wonderful outpourings of creative expressions. And one of my favorite memes that has happened is people in their homes recreating famous or beloved works of art with whatever they have on hand. And so there have been ones of the Girl with the Pearl Earring has been done in a number of wonderful different ways. I've seen it with a dog, with a tennis ball as the earring. I've seen it. You sent me one of someone who dressed their husband up as the Girl with the Pearl Earring. My all-time favorite is the onion with like the stalks of green coming out, forms the wonderful green flowing fabric from the top, and then there's like a little smaller pearlette onion as the earring. There's some wonderful. I think, you know, we talk about in art history, a lot of what we say is like just slow down and look. You know, that's the first thing you have to do, and we've talked about, you know, actually just being quiet and looking at a piece for 2 minutes, you know, time yourself looking at it for 2 minutes. And I think that for some folks, there has been this different pace and slowing your mind down. I think there's also been a lot of anxiety. And one of the things that we can do to combat that anxiety is slowing down the mind and calming the mind, and that act of looking for 2 minutes and really seeing what you're seeing is pretty powerful. And you have to do that if you're going to be recreating it. So I think that, you know, a lot of these recreations of art has led people to see their favorite pieces in new ways. And I love just everyone getting in on it. The Renshaw School District where we are, their art teacher had all the students recreate works that they've studied, and so there's some wonderful. There was the some Francis Bacon ones that are really disturbing. So it's fun to see the direction that teens take this, because, you know, being a teenager is hard enough as it is, but during a global pandemic, certainly is added to it. So our family has some plans up our sleeve for creating some pieces, but we just have to get the kids to comply as much as our dogs do. So
I'm deeply disturbed by this. Knowing your fondness for Hieronymus Bosch, I'm very, very disturbed at the possibility of the Dugan family.
Yes, living amongst living the gardens.
Yeah.
Well, you do have gardens of earthly delights, that for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And actually, that segues me into other viewing that folks can do. There's a couple really great programs and along with websites that I want to recommend to folks who are looking to maybe diversify from the streaming services. So these are two free sites that have just amazing art content. That, you know, and I think that it's appropriate for folks who aren't artists and aren't necessarily, you know, haven't maybe ever had an art history class before, but the program is Art 21, and they are looking at contemporary artists. And this is a great series done by PBS that looks at contemporary artists thematically. So how do artists deal with these ideas of spirituality? How do they deal with issues of complicated histories, of memory, of time? You know, these are themes that are prevalent in our world, and certainly contemporary artists are reflecting upon that. So Art 21 has some really wonderful, and they're the length of time is perfect. So it's, you know, get your toothbrush out and, you know, set it up while you're brushing your teeth. They're like 20 minutes. I mean, you know, 2 minutes is fine for toothbrushing, and then you can just relax the rest of the time and, and watch Art 21. And then the other one I want to recommend is the Art Assignment. And what's wonderful about the Art Assignment is that they do a lot of those same really wonderfully produced videos about contemporary artists, but also sort of more generally ideas in art, you know, in art history in general as well, not just contemporary art. But then they also have contemporary art assignments for you to complete at home. So so they interview the artists, they talk about where these ideas come from, and then they're just such creative things to do. And I think I was reading one article about how to maintain mental health during this time and trying new things, you know, challenging your brain to try new things and getting it out of your comfort zone. You know, it seems sort of counterintuitive, but it's building your neurons in really powerful, important ways that are rewarding. And so I would encourage the Art Assignment activities, you know, pick one of those and do one a week to sort of push yourself a little bit out of your comfort zone. And that actually brings me, finally, I want to talk about this week in my Saint Scholastical, I can't even say the name, course. Oh my goodness.
It's easy for you to say.
I've reached that point, right. We are looking, so I switched the syllabus when we decided to go, or when the decision was made to do virtual learning, to let's look at art in times of crises. So let's, you know, place this in a historical context, what we're dealing with now. And we looked at art during displacement, you know, how populations have moved. We've looked at art during times of conflict, during other times of epidemics. This week, we're sort of finalizing everything. We're coming full circle, and we're looking at art in a time of healing. How have artists used their creative spirit to heal each other, to heal themselves? And two artists that I want, that I sent Lisa links, and that I hope you'll put up, are Yoko Ono and Yaya Kusama. These are two artists that have done some amazing things. Kusama has struck a chord with a lot of folks. If you've seen the Infinity Room, is a sort of her famous piece where you're in this space and it looks like it's just starlight that goes on forever. She uses mirrors. She also just has a lot of fun. She uses polka dots in everything. Everything is polka dotted. Her own performance, you know, is this wonderful one of color. And yet she had a really difficult life for a lot of years. She's been challenged by mental health issues, and she has used art as a way to continually heal herself. So the documentary about her is called Infinity, if folks want to watch that. But even just sort of going down the rabbit hole of looking at some of her pieces, I think are wonderful. And then Yoko Ono's piece, she is a contemporary artist, modern artist, really, really important voice during different movements of art in the 60s, 70s, and now. And a piece that hit a chord with a lot of folks after September 11th was a piece that she created actually way back in 1966. But I think after September 11th, it had a lot of resonance, and I think it has a lot of resonance now as well. And the piece is called Mend, and it's a piece that she sets, it's a participatory piece. You're in a gallery, and you come in, or you can recreate it at home, which is very easy to do now. But you you have broken pieces of ceramics. So think teacups, broken teacups, and you have all these different pieces. And the idea she has is this is a wish piece. This is a piece to mend. And so you take whatever materials you have, twine, glue, you know, bits of mud, and you fix it. You put the piece back together. Of course, it's not ever going to look like the piece that it started, but the piece that you're ending up with is a really wonderful, imaginative, sculptural, visual representation of the work that you have done to put that back together, and the practice that you, the creative practice that you've brought to that. And she includes it with a poem. She says, mend with wisdom, mend with love. It will mend the earth at the same time. And being that it is Earth, that it is Earth Day this week, given the important anniversary of Earth Day this week, I think it's a lovely wish piece for all of us, and it's a lovely wish piece for our place amidst the Earth as well.
I think it would be fascinating sometime to have a conversation about Yoko Ono and go into some of that just a little bit, because for those of us of a certain age, she was so caught up in the celebrity culture and the controversy about did she break up the Beatles, and
right.
that she existed more like a celebrity.
Which is such a disservice to her art. I mean, she is such a powerful voice, and that's I specifically didn't say her former lover's name on purpose, because I think that she really deserves to stand in our cultural understanding with the artwork and with the kind of thinking that she did, because she was such a visionary in how she was thinking about our role as creatures in this earth.
And that's just it. We lost sight of her work as an artist completely as we critiqued and dealt with her quote-unquote celebrity. And to go back now when a lot of that nonsense has faded away and go back and take a more critical look at her work, I think would just be fascinating.
Annie, absolutely.
Having you on the line with us is always fascinating. Thanks a million for joining us. And we'll talk again next week, all right?
Thanks so much, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays here on 103.3 KUMD, and your source for some great internet browsing, snooping, learning, enjoying, laughing, something we need perhaps more than ever.